Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Kicking it off. Hour number three of Gwen and Chris on this Monday, the day after the Aztecs qualify for a historic berth in the Final Four, 3 days ahead of Padres' home opener and season opener Thursday against the Colorado Rockies. Great time to be a San Diego sports fan. Great time to be tuned in to Gwen and Chris. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios today. Tony Gwynn Jr. finishing up with the Padres in Peoria. Final spring training game earlier today. Padres knocked off the Seattle Mariners 4-2. Seth Lugo, six strong innings of work. Two-run double for Xander Bogaerts. Nice to be mentioning those kinds of names as we get ready for opening day. And we'll have a Padre update for you coming up in about 15 minutes. Some news on Juan Soto that you'll want to hear. And also a surprising demotion to AAA from the Padres just a few minutes ago. We'll tell you about it in the next segment, so stick around for that. Some Padre news headed your way. But right now it's time to play a little Chris versus the fans and a chance for you to be entered to C38 Special in Las Vegas. After more than four decades together, 38 Special remains a fan favorite. Southern rock band. See them live in concert on April 28th in the International Theater at Westgate Las Vegas Resort and Casino. You're going to qualify for a trip to Las Vegas, including two tickets to the show and a two-night stay at Westgate Las Vegas. Are we giving away these other tickets as well, Scrappy?
Yes, we have tickets galore to give away today.
All right, well, we're also going to give away in today's Chris vs. the Fans a pair of tickets to Sunday's San Diego Legion game against Old Glory DC. It's at Snapdragon Stadium. Tickets are on sale now at sdlegion.com. Or you can win a pair by taking me down today in the game so wonderfully known as Chris versus the Fans.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself,
howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Scraby, let's get rolling. A little Chris versus the Fans, some trivia today. I don't even, you know, somebody was telling me, our program director, actually, Adam Klug, was saying, you know, I really enjoyed your show Friday from Peoria. And I got to tell you, it was an amazing show Friday. We had Manny Machado on. We had Matt Carpenter on. We had Bob Melvin on, Bo Mel. We had so many guests from Peoria last week and had such a great time. But I told Adam, I said, you know what? I don't remember any of Friday's show. All I remember was trying to watch the Aztec game
with me
as Scraby was shooting video of me on Instagram Live. That's all I remember. I don't know how we got in and out of breaks. I don't know how we got in and out of those interviews. I don't really remember anything Manny Machado had to say. All I remember was watching the Aztecs in Alabama. It was a crazy show Friday.
All I remember is we did a really good job of weaving our way through that, and I did enjoy putting you on Instagram Live. You can still see the video at 97.3 The Fan on Instagram and my Instagram.
Some
at
of
Matt
it
Scraby.
Was pretty funny. Not We've only been... that, Scraby did a nice job of taking everybody behind the scenes at Peoria at the sports complex there.
Because of course
you were sneaking
I have to...
into places you weren't supposed to be giving fans video access of what it looks looks like there in Peoria.
I got a little nervous on the drive home, like, oh, I wonder if I was supposed to do that or not.
Yeah, I wasn't sure you were supposed to do it.
But there's no one there. There was zero people there. I wouldn't have done it if there was anyone there.
Yeah, well, we were there, and I was busy watching the game. You were running around and taking videos. We had a great time Friday, but... Anyway, we're going to play some Chris versus the Fans right now, but we must have played it on Friday.
We did not play it on Friday.
Okay.
We did not
I was going to say, I didn't remember if we played it on Friday or not.
We played it on Thursday, but we had...
I don't remember anything about Friday's show.
We had a bunch of interviews on Friday.
I remember doing a Big Five Friday, and I was like, can we get this over with?
It was almost... I can't remember what point in the game it was.
I don't either, but I do remember I wasn't paying much attention to the Big Five.
We even had a few players walk by on their way out, like stop and check out the game for a little bit.
Oh, yeah,
everybody was
interested to
see
what was
going on. The party table, but we were the party anyway.
All right, let's go to today's rendition of Chris versus the Fans. Give us the rules.
You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you're eliminated. But if Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question. Or you win, and Chris versus the Fans is brought to you by Good Guys 22nd McGuire's Del Mar Nationals, March 31st through April 2nd at the Del Mar Fairgrounds. To register your vehicle or purchase tickets, visit good-guys.com. If you're a first-time player, let me know before we get into it, and you will get the first question for free this time around. So let's go to our first contestant, Jeremy. Are you there?
I am a first-time player!
All right, we go right to question number two. My voice is not doing too well today with the first-time player.
That wasn't good, man.
First-time player!
You want me to help you?
Yes, first-time.
First-time.
Player! You didn't do it! Okay, here it goes. All right, question number two, Jeremy. What school beat Purdue in the first round of this March Madness tournament?
Furman
is incorrect, but I don't know, Chris, do you remember?
Yeah, it was another F school.
That's all you remember, though?
Fairleigh Dickinson.
Oh, Fairleigh Dickinson is correct.
Jeremy. Yeah, Furman beat Virginia.
Yes,
setting up to play the Aztecs in the second round.
All right, let's go to our next contestant.
Next?
Let's go to Sean in Lakeside.
Yeah, good old Sean.
What's up?
It's about time to get Sean in this game.
Yes, how you guys doing?
We're good, Sean. We're good.
Are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. What team was Luke Voit traded from when he came to the Padres in last year's spring training? What team was he traded from?
I'm sorry, what player?
Luke Voit.
Luke Voit came from the Yankees.
The Yankees is correct.
Very good.
By the way, he did
sign a major league deal with the Brewers today.
Yes, but then they signed him back, so
he is a Brewer now.
He is a Brewer now.
Officially a Brewer.
All right, question number two. The Aztecs just beat Creighton. What state is Creighton University located in?
Oh, my.
Oh, boy.
Connecticut.
Creighton, Connecticut.
Stay there, though. I don't know. Well, Chris definitely knows this.
Yeah, they're in Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha. Sorry, Sean.
Thanks for playing, though. Good to have you back on. It's been a while since we played Sean in the trivia game here.
Yes. Let's go to our next contestant, Trent. What's up, Trent?
All right, Trent. Let's go.
It's been a while.
It has been a while.
He's back and better than ever.
Yes. Let's go. Question number one. I hope so, he says. What current Padres player's father hit two grand slams in one inning in 1999?
Oh, boy. I have no idea. Let's go. Grisham. I have no idea.
Grisham. I don't know, Chris. You remember, right?
Yeah, it was Fernando Tatis Sr. who did it. So we're talking about Fernando Jr.
Sorry about that, Trent.
Sorry, Trent. All right,
we're moving our way through.
Yeah, we're gonna. It's just an opportunity for the next player. That's all.
And what was it that Fernando did years and years and years later? He had two home runs in one game
at Dodger Stadium.
At Dodger Stadium, yeah. Mm-hmm. But he didn't hit two grand slams.
No.
All right, that's pretty rare. Let's go to our next contestant, Dale. Dale, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right, Dale. Here we go. Question number one.
First-time player.
Oh, he's a first-time player! Question number two. You got it in there. All right. What Dallas Cowboys quarterback broke his collarbone twice during the 2015 NFL season?
Tony Romo
is correct.
Very good. Very good. I would have had trouble coming up with that.
Nice shot.
By the way, Fernando Tatis' two grand slams at Dodger Stadium.
Yes.
Came in the same inning.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Same inning.
That was the thing
game.
That was incredible about it. Yeah.
All right. Here we go, Dale. Question number three.
Oh, this is it?
Yeah, he was first-time player.
All right, Dale. Let's go. Take it down.
All right, Dale. What boxer was featured alongside Superman in a special edition comic book in 1978? I'll say it again. What boxer was featured alongside Superman in a special edition comic book published in 1978?
I have to say Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali is correct.
Attaboy, Dale, you are the winner. Chris versus the fans came up with it. Everybody remembers that comic back book. It's only, 45 years old. So nicely done by Dale to get that.
Oh, I thought you were okay. I don't think anybody remembers that.
Beautiful job by Dale to come up with Muhammad Ali on that one. Of course, Brian Dutcher was quoting Muhammad Ali.
Was he?
This weekend.
Oh.
And he was quoting him because Louisville is the is Muhammad Ali's hometown.
Yes, it is.
So Brian Dutcher was using some Muhammad Ali quotes. He may use some more in the final four. Congratulations to you, Dale. You're going to be entered in the trip to go to Las Vegas. You're also going to win a pair of tickets to Sunday San Diego Legion soccer game against Old Glory DC at Snapdragon Stadium. So stay there, Dale. Scraby, we'll get your information here shortly, and you will be on your way, hopefully, to Las Vegas by the time it's all said and done. We are going to step aside, take a little break here. When we come back, we are going to have some Padres news for you and the latest on Juan Soto and his oblique injury and whether or not he is going to be ready for opening day. Padres also with an interesting send down today. They've sent somebody to the minor leagues. It caught my eye. We'll explain when we come back as Gwen and Chris continues.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Thought of my friend Kelly Danick yesterday, Scraby.
Oh, yeah?
As I was driving along, I found a ladder in the lanes of the freeway. So quickly thought of Kelly there. Toilet paper out there. Be careful up in Fallbrook.
I was just thinking I need to get up there and get my toilet paper.
Grab some toilet paper while you can.
That stuff is expensive.
While you can. Get it while you can. While it's hot.
418
is 418 is the time. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. will be back tomorrow. Live in studio tomorrow, Wednesday, and then we're leading into, of course, Thursday, opening day for the Padres. They'll take on the Colorado Rockies. Padres today sending to the minor leagues left-handed pitcher Jay Groom. I was very surprised by that. Number one, Jay Groom was a terrific interview guest of ours last week at spring training. But secondly, with the injury to Joe Musgrove, I kind of thought Jay Groom might start a game early this season. Now, if you look, this is kind of unofficial, unless somebody has read that it's official. But we know that Blake Snell's starting the opening game.
Yes.
It's listed here that Nick Martinez would start the second game, Michael Wacha the third game Saturday, Seth Lugo Sunday in the fourth game. And then it's listed that Yu Darvish would start the sixth game on Tuesday, April the 3rd. But nobody is listed for the fifth game on Monday, April the 3rd. Darvish will start on Tuesday, April the 4th, right? So I thought Jay Groom, because I thought they were going to go the six-man staff at the beginning of the season. Musgrove not going to be ready. I thought Groom would be that guy. Julio Teheran has been sent out. And I wonder who the Padres are going to start on Monday against Arizona. They're going to go with an early season bullpen day. Robert Suarez put on the injured list.
I'll tell you,
so many guys on the injury list to start the season. I mean, you're going to have Suarez. You're going to have Musgrove. I guess Nola's going to make it back.
I saw him on Friday in full gear.
The other guy who looks like he's going to make it back is Juan Soto.
Oh, yeah.
That oblique injury sounds like it's going to be all right. Juan Soto played in a game on the, I guess it was a minor league game today.
It's a B field game.
And afterwards, he talked about how he felt.
Okay.
Or felt.
Okay.
What does that sound
like? I don't know. Did you hear that too?
Yes, I did. It sounded like
what the heck
like
was that?
Sounded like a door opening.
It sounded like a DJ's. I don't know what that was anyway. All right.
Try it again.
Here's Juan Soto.
He just step back is minimum. I don't feel it at all, and we'll see how my body reacts after today. Because the things of this is how you feel the next day. So we will see how I feel next day. But I think as I feel right now, I think I'm gonna be ready for opening day.
How do you describe the level of excitement for opening day at Petco Park and all that?
First of all, I'm really excited to be healthy to play for opening day. But definitely, it's gonna be electric. It's gonna be pretty fun and. We just get a little taste of what this team can be in the season and spring training. I can't wait to see that lineup together.
You talked earlier this spring about how much better you were seeing the ball this spring. Even through the injuries and then playing again, you still feel that way, that throughout all that, you've really seen it a lot better this spring?
Definitely. I mean, you can tell. I just take three walks for that. Definitely feel seeing the ball well in every kind of spot. All the pitches, I think my timing is on point, and we were going to see no more shifts, so we will see what we're going to have.
I'm going to be ready for opening day. Juan Soto stating that, and let's hope that he's right. Now, while that was playing, Kevin Acey was tweeting out the fact that apparently Ryan Weathers is the leading candidate to start that game I was talking about on Monday, April the 3rd. So that answers the question. They send Jay Groom down. Who would start that fifth game for the Padres? Looks like it's going to be Ryan Weathers. So we got an answer to our question very quickly.
Because part of me thought maybe they won't put Joe Musgrove on the IL to start the year because he's throwing a B game today and live hitting and all that stuff. But Ryan Weathers, I like to see him doing good things.
It would be great if he bounced back this year and gave the Padres another weapon in that starting rotation. I mean, Ryan Weathers had all the talent in the world. He just needed to figure some things out last year. That's what he told us in the interview we had with him last week. And he says he's figured quite a bit of stuff out. So maybe he is ready to make that start. So at least the way it's looking, the Padres' first six games, the starters will be Snell, Martinez, Waka, Lugo, Weathers, and then Darvish. Those are the six guys that are all going to pitch on the opening homestand. At least, you know, based on the knowledge that we have. I don't know if it's 100% official, but that's as close as we can come to it being official. Padre manager Bob Melvin talking to the media today down in Peoria. Final day for the Padres in Peoria. They actually are heading home here this afternoon. Here is the manager, Bob Melvin, talking about how he's going to get different bench players involved in the early part of the season and then throughout the year.
Hold on.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought we were going with the Fernando one.
Oh, was that what I said?
It's okay. I'm getting both of them.
I threw you a curveball.
Don't worry.
I just bunted the curveball.
Here is that audio.
Okay.
One thing we learned about you last year is how you get everybody involved, always playing. That would seem to maybe be more of a challenge this year. It's not like you're going to defensively replace any of the guys in your lineup. The guys on your bench, like, how do you anticipate using them?
So, I don't want to say happy, but we get two lefts and two rights to start, which is hopefully allows us to get everybody in those first four games at our place.
Okay.
And you're right, I do like to get everybody involved.
Will it be more of a challenge this year once the, you know, especially when Toddy comes back? I mean, or are you just always able to find a way?
You try to find a way to give your regulars some rest, and you also try to find a way to get your bench players a real opportunity and chance to succeed. So you're always trying to target, you know, who those starting pitchers are that your bench players might have success against.
Cruz and Carpenter, they both played the outfield, but they obviously haven't done that this spring. Like, so it's like they're in that first base DH spot.
We have enough outfielders at this point. I don't see a need for that, and especially with Odor going out there too right now. We're trying to take a look at him at the outfield too. Carp and Cruz aren't 25 anymore, so, you know, keeping them healthy I think is important as well.
Is it fair to say just on a general basis, or at least to start the season, Cruz, Carpenter, Kim, like it'll be two of those three?
Good chance, yeah.
Bob, how do you...
And again, we have the two lefties and the two righties, which allows us to you know, get everybody going.
My favorite thing about that was Bob Melvin, is when AJ asked that question, like trying to get an answer, Bob gave him the look of like... Yeah. You know, I know what you're trying to get at, and you're not getting it.
Not helping you that one. He's talking about the two lefties and two righties, excuse me, that the Padres are going to face. They're going to face Marquez, a right-hander, in the first game. They're going to face Jose Ureña, another right-hander, in the fourth game. But in between that, against Colorado Friday and Saturday, they're going to face two lefties, Kyle Freeland on Friday and Austin Gomber on Saturday. So that's what Bob Melvin is talking about. The first four games of the season, he's going to get a chance to face two right-handed starters and two left-handed starters, which will give everybody an opportunity to get into the flow right off the bat. So we'll see. The Padres don't have to announce their official 26-man roster until Thursday, opening day. And everybody wants to know exactly what that roster is going to be. I can wait. I really can wait. I'm okay. You know, I mean,
which
I know
is so strange to me because you need info usually pretty soon.
I need
you
info?
You don't like waiting for info.
Well, I understand that they're not going to want to tell me right now. So
well, they
want to wait
till
the final. Yeah, they should okay it with me
before
they put the final roster out there. I think that I'm good. I mean,
okay.
they got like 30 guys that could all be in the opening 26-man roster, and any of the 30 are going to be fine with me. It's just a matter of who's going to be on the injured list, who they want to start with. I mean, they sent Jay Groom down. Doesn't mean Jay Groom's going to stay down the whole season.
No.
You know, I mean, we'll see if he gets some chances to start some games. I think he will. So, you know, well, let's just see how it all plays out. And, you know, you got the injury to Adam Engel to deal with. You got the injury to Musgrove to deal with. So you can play it a lot of different ways, and I'm sure that the Padres will do exactly that. Thursday is opening day. We're going to be down there broadcasting live in the gas lamp, at least not us, but the morning show. And Coach John Quintero, ahead of, the season opening game against the Colorado Rockies, they'll be broadcasting at Happy Does That is 340 Fifth Avenue, opening day broadcast presented by Coors Light, made to chill. Ben and Woods, the coach, John Cantara. Speaking of special broadcasts, we're going to have one on Saturday, I think.
Yeah, we haven't figured out the details yet.
We haven't figured out all the details yet, but for you Aztec fans, we are going to do a special broadcast on Saturday ahead of their Final Four game against Florida Atlantic, so we look forward to that. One score to update you on in the NCAA Women's Basketball Tournament, Elite Eight. They are in the first quarter. Second-seeded Maryland has jumped out to a 19-15 lead over top-seeded South Carolina. South Carolina has a 41-game winning streak on the line, with a trip to the Final Four also on the line in this game.
You know who I've been hearing a lot about in this women's tournament is Caitlin Clark from Iowa. Well, she seems like she is just on another level.
There's a reason to hear a lot about her. She scored 41 points last night for Iowa and had a triple-double. So you get a 41-point
triple-double. You don't see that often.
That's
in
pretty
college.
Impressive. That's a pretty impressive evening's worth of work. Iowa beat Louisville to qualify for the Final Four. The other team going into the Final Four was LSU last night. So Southeast is represented with LSU. The Big Ten is represented now with Iowa. Two more spots up for grabs tonight in the women's Final Four. The men's Final Four is set.
It is.
And, who's in that? Let's see. UConn?
Yes.
Florida Atlantic. Very surprising.
My former Owls.
Miami, Florida.
Yeah,
which is one of the teams
surprising
in the Final Four. And then... Yeah. Could it be? Oh, my God. That's right. San Diego State's in the Final Four. Like I said earlier, Scraby, making a trip to the Final Four like this, this is something that happens to other teams and other people.
Not anymore.
And other fans.
Not anymore, Chris.
It's happening to us this time around.
Okay, there it is again. You hear that?
Yeah, I heard that sound again. What
right.
is going on?
I don't know. I'm writing it down, though.
Get it fixed.
It sounds like there's a DJ in the studio.
Get it fixed.
Remixing
Scraby.
Our show.
Get it taken care of, will you, please? It's all
I'll
up
try.
To you.
I'll try.
I appreciate that. We'll come back with more Gwen and Chris. A Big Five is coming up, and when we get to that, we'll be very, very shortly. I want to remind everybody that before we get to the Big Five, and as we head into this break, we are going to I lost my sheet. I'm going to tell you, Scraby, you know, it's not that easy.
You
being
wrote it
me.
Down at the bottom somewhere.
I know I did, and I got to read it. It is time now for the fans' financial moment. Should have been
this
able
to
remember
Jason
that.
This is Jason Brooks.
Okay, we'll get this down, Chris.
This is Jason Brooks with a closing bell report sponsored by U.S. Bank. Wall Street got some help from bank stocks, which rallied higher after First Citizens Bank bought the deposits and loans from Silicon Valley Bank and renamed the failed bank as First Citizens. The Dow rose 194 points to 32,432. The NASDAQ fell 55 points to 11,768, and the S&P added 6 points to 3,977. That's today's Closing Bell Report, sponsored by U.S. Bank.
Welcome back to the program. Chris Ello, Matt Scraby today on a Monday, together in our Odyssey Palace studios. Tony Gwynn Jr. traveling back to San Diego with the Padres. He'll be on in studio tomorrow for the four-hour program. Can't wait to get Tony's take on our Aztecs, Scraby, making the Final Four.
He's so excited.
Oh, he's over the moon, as all of us are.
Someone asked me, what did Tony say when he found out that Alabama beat, or the SDSU beat Alabama? And I said, he just sent expletives in our text.
Yeah,
group.
The thing he thought of was, I'm glad to be alive. Because he was watching the game, apparently, while he was driving home from Tempe
to Peoria.
I don't
think that's true, though.
I don't know. We'll find out tomorrow on the program. This hour on 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by U.S. Army Salute Fest. It's in Miami. Win a trip for two to Miami Beach for the U.S. Army Salute Fest, featuring three A-list artists, a spectacular drone show, and a fireworks extravaganza, plus top technology and personnel career showcases. Register for a chance to win this VIP trip at salutefest.com. Use the promo code KWFN. KWFN. Those are actually our call letters.
I was just about to ask you
on
you
this
know
radio station, 97.3 The Fan. KW, excuse me, FN. That is your promo code. Go to salutefest.com. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll update you on all the news of the day, which includes a visit to San Diego from the most famous team in the world. They are coming to San Diego. We will tell you who and what at 5 o'clock, but right now it's time to check traffic and get into Scrabies. Big deal of the day, the Big Five.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, Scrape, I'm ready to be astounded and amazed.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right, astound and amaze you.
Yes.
All right, before we get into it, I need to discuss one thing, Chris.
Okay.
And if I gotta find it, that was really dumb of me. Listen to 97.3 The Fan on the Odyssey app for your chance to win a 4-pack of tickets to Legoland. Every hour you listen now through April 16th equals one entry into the contest. Awesome awaits at Legoland California Resort. Check out their newest addition, Miniland San Diego, featuring a replica of Petco Park. Tickets at Legoland.com/California. Chris, we almost had a chance to go see that. If we weren't in Arizona, Adam was telling us that they were going to have this thing last week at Legoland, and we were just in Arizona, or else I would have gone to see.
Good friend of mine, Julie Patton, formerly Julie Patton, works at Legoland, and had definitely invited us to come take a gander.
It looks pretty cool.
At the cool Petco Park Lego style.
Like I said a couple weeks ago, when I was getting sober, I did a lot of Legos to keep my mind off of going to
really
the bars.
Did you really?
Keep my hands busy. I put together like a bunch of Star Wars stuff, and it really did keep me busy. But I do love Legos. Anyway, this is not the Lego Hour. This is the Big Five.
Yeah, let's do that.
Number five.
All right, Trent Grisham struggled through the regular season last year, as we know. Then he had a huge postseason for the Padres. In this spring training, Grish has done some good things. And he did have a big day at the plate yesterday with two homers and five RBIs. Here's Bob Melvin, the manager, after the game, talking about Trent Grisham's spring and what's ahead.
You know what? He's had a pretty productive camp all the way around. There's a few games where he went hitless for a stretch, but he's been working on stuff. He's been consistent with his work. Obviously, he's got some power, hit some home runs this spring. So I think hard work is paying off for him.
And considering what he can do defensively, like if he has a productive offensive season, what could that mean for you guys?
Look, this guy, he's been a top prospect before and had, you know, just a tough season last year, and everybody goes through those. But I think he came in to camp with some determination and his, you know, in his work, and it's showing right now.
That was Bob Melvin after the game yesterday talking about Trent Grisham. So I know that you and Tony, Chris, say spring numbers mean nothing.
Right.
But in Grish's case, do spring numbers mean something?
Nope. They still don't. They still don't mean anything. You know, here's the numbers that I look at for Trent Grisham. Career batting average 222. Career average about 12 home runs a year. Average about 45 to 50 RBIs a year. That's career numbers through four seasons in big league baseball. Two of them are full seasons with the Padres. He's hit 15 and 17 home runs in those two seasons. So as long as Trent Grisham hits 15 to 17 home runs this year and bats 222, which is his career average, I'm not going to look at the 184 last year. I'm going to look at the 222. Be above that. Hit your 15 to 16 home runs. Win your third gold glove. That's going to be an amazing season. But what he did in this spring training, probably good for him, just to give him and the Padres some confidence in him. But no, it doesn't mean anything. Sorry, I know that you want me to say it does.
Well, I'm going to push back because I do think it means something. But you're right. It means something for Trent Grisham specifically in my mind, because you have to think that hitting 271 in spring training feels good for a guy who had a whole lot of struggles last year. He has four home runs this spring, 12 RBIs. I mean, his OPS is 961. I know it's spring training. I'm going to keep saying I know it's spring training. But in this case, I do think it means that the work, maybe for him, the work that he's putting in is starting to show. And I hope that he can turn it around this year, as you do. I know that you're not looking forward to having him have a bad year or anything, but I do think this means something. I do think this is important for Trent Grisham.
I think it's important, but again, 271, who's that against? Is that against major league pitchers? Is that against AAA guys?
I didn't go through his game log.
I know you didn't, and that's why the numbers don't mean very much to me.
I know, but I like what I'm seeing.
If it's 271 in April, then I'll say that's a good confidence booster.
Okay.
271 in spring training, not so much.
What if he hits 422?
Great.
Number four.
All right, Lamar Jackson, Baltimore Ravens quarterback, or former quarterback in a little bit, I guess, announced today that he has officially requested a trade from the Ravens just as Coach John Harbaugh sat down to speak to reporters at the NFL's annual league meeting. So John Harbaugh sits down, Lamar Jackson tweets, and so now he has to answer all the questions. But Jackson represented himself, and he tweeted that he requested the trade on March 2nd as the team, quote, has not been interested in meeting my value, end quote, in contract talks. I'm up first. What team does Lamar Jackson play for in week one of 2023? I think Chris said it earlier. I don't think he plays for any team next year if we're going the same way we're going now. I think that he's going to sit out because I feel like he feels he's being wronged. And to an extent, I feel like he's being wronged. I don't know why Lamar Jackson has become the, I guess, poster guy for this whole thing. But the Ravens have not treated a franchise quarterback well. A guy who won an MVP. A guy who's taking you to the playoffs. I don't think they've treated him well at all. And if I'm Lamar Jackson, I would want out. So I don't think he plays at all because I don't think the Ravens are ready to get rid of him. Chris, what do you think?
I predicted that earlier, that
you
he
did.
Wouldn't play for anybody, so I'll stay with that. I will say that teams that I think he could play for include the Colts.
Oh, yeah.
And the Dolphins.
I couldn't see Lamar Jackson in a Colts uniform, though.
Well, I don't know. I couldn't see Joe Montana in a Chiefs uniform.
Good point.
You know, I mean, Aaron Rodgers in a Jets uniform.
Well,
I mean,
that's never
those are things that you're not expecting, but certain things do work out that way. Colts need a quarterback.
Am I not mistaken there?
They got rid of Matt Ryan and don't really have any replacements. I don't know. Is somebody going to make an offer that blows the Ravens' socks off? Probably not, because they know that they have to trade him. And so that means you're not going to get the same full value for him. So that's why I think Lamar Jackson may end up sitting out this season, which isn't going to be good for anybody.
No,
because I like to see him play.
Yeah.
He's a great player. He's fun to watch. And he can get a lot of things done. Maybe the Dolphins can talk the Ravens into taking Tua and trade a bunch of draft picks, and I don't know.
Tua would be a perfect guy for that Ravens system, though, if we're thinking about it.
Perfect. Put him over
there. Just send him.
As long as if we could get Lamar Jackson with the Dolphins, I'd be pretty ecstatic about that. And now that the Aztecs are in the Final Four, I think anything's possible, Scraby. So
I don't have any insight into this, but I just feel like the Ravens are being jerks in all this.
Okay.
So.
Number three.
Another possible jerk, Aaron Rodgers.
Ah, boy, your favorite.
Jets GM Joe Douglas said they've had some productive conversations with the Packers about trading for Aaron Rodgers, but, quote, we're not exactly where we need to be, end quote. And he said there's not a real sense of urgency from the Jets right now to acquire Aaron Rodgers, which I'm thinking, what? Why? That's your quarterback. Why isn't there no urgency? Anyway, Chris, does this deal end up getting done?
Yes, it does. I mean, I don't really have any insight into it.
I know.
But I mean, the Jets
None
are.
Of us do.
Jets keep saying to everybody, be patient. We'll get something done. Aaron Rodgers is not going to play for the Packers. They've said clearly that he's not playing there. And apparently, like we said, his witch doctors or witchcraft people or whoever he talks to or whoever visited him when he was in solitary confinement there.
It was a darkness
retreat. In the darkness chamber. You know, they told Aaron Rodgers to go play. Go to New York. You are going to wear green.
Why? Well, he already wears green. So.
But you know what I mean. Another shade of green.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be a Jet. Yeah, I do. I just think it's a matter of time. So mark it down.
I have a feeling that Aaron Rodgers is just cost. He's just going to make the Jets think twice about selling their entire franchise for the next 10 years. Because they want Aaron Rodgers for 1 or 2 years. I mean, at a certain point, you gotta say, this isn't working for us. I mean, we've been at the negotiation tables for weeks now. Can't figure anything out. We want to get Aaron Rodgers in here to start learning the offense and start meshing with his new players. I don't know what's going on, but this is one of the most annoying stories of the offseason for me.
It's driving you crazy.
It's driving me crazy, and I don't really know why, but it's driving me insane, and I'm over it.
Aaron Rodgers doesn't need a whole lot of time to get prepared. I mean, the thing is, even if you don't like Aaron Rodgers, you're tired of all his antics and stuff, when a guy plays, he's unbelievable. You know, and he's proven it over and over and over again. I mean, the only reason it didn't go great this past season in Green Bay, they didn't give him anybody to work with, but the Jets are going to have people for him to work with.
I mean, Garrett Wilson is immediately a better receiver because of that. And they have some of the Jets. I can't remember which Jet wide receiver took a shot at Zach Wilson when he left the franchise, but Zach Wilson's not liked in that building. So the pressure is all on the Jets to make this happen.
They'll make it happen.
Number two.
So I was talking to my friends over the weekend, and the topic of sports reporting came up and how you can't really trust anything anymore. Then I specifically brought up a news source that used to be legitimate years ago, but now, in my opinion, is taking a dip in what they're offering. And specifically, I was referencing a tweet with a title that was very clickbaity, so I clicked it anyway. But the article had nothing to do with the title, and the information being used in the article was far from a confirmed source. It was just a fan, from as far as I could tell. Tony and I actually talked about this last week as well. I'm up first. Has Sports Illustrated lost its weight in the sports reporting industry? I believe so. This is the reason I'm bringing up this question, because every time I click on an article from Sports Illustrated, I look through it, and the information that's in the title is nowhere in the article that I'm looking through. And also, they're referencing a fan tweet as a possible rumor for a trade. I just don't believe Sports Illustrated anymore is somewhere I can even look at to trust. I can't even name you a Sports Illustrated writer right now. And it's sad. I love Sports Illustrated. I used to get all the magazines. But now, every time I click on something, I am underwhelmed by the reporting in that tweet or article, whatever. Chris, has Sports Illustrated lost its weight in the sports reporting industry for you?
It's lost a lot of weight. I mean, I'm just like you. I subscribed to Sports Illustrated for years and years and years and years and years. And, you know, I have really no interest in Sports Illustrated any longer. I don't even know. Does a magazine even come out?
I'm
now?
Sure.
Is
yeah,
it on newsstands?
Yeah.
Is it somewhere you can get?
Yeah, you could probably get a magazine somewhere, but most of it's online, and most of it is, like I'm saying, these clickbait titles.
Yeah. Well, I don't know about the clickbait titles. I don't get into that, but I will say this. I just went to the Sports Illustrated website, and they're predicting the final four game between San Diego State and Florida Atlantic, and they're predicting a San Diego State victory, so I think they know what they're talking about.
I love them. They're the
best
publication
out there. I know exactly what
they're
talking about. Yeah.
Best publication out there.
There you go. Do they still do a swimsuit issue?
Yes, they do that.
Where is that? Actually a magazine, or is that only online?
No, I believe that's an actual magazine. You know, Sports Illustrated also, I think they owned Golf Digest, but for a while there, I started doing the magazine on the iPad.
Right.
And it's just far.
Sports Illustrated used to be where the best writers in the country all went to write sports.
When you have a Sports Illustrated name attached to you, you walk into a room, people are looking at you.
It was pretty much the holy grail of sports writing to get hired at Sports Illustrated, but
not anymore.
Now, well, there's nobody out there who reads, you know, it in general. So you're not going to get the same level of talent.
Number one.
The NFL Competition Committee met in the last couple days to vote on a few things, including making roughing the passer penalties reviewable. Reports say the conversations revolved around quote-unquote sling versus slam, per the report, and establishing a clear difference. It's illegal for a defender to pick up a quarterback and slam him into the ground, but slinging the quarterback to the ground is considered a natural progression of the play. So, Chris, how does the NFL deal with these roughing the passer penalties, and should they have a replay system for it?
I don't want them to have a replay system for it, because I think there's already enough and too many almost bordering on replays in football games. I mean, personally, this is why I DVR football games, because I can't stand to sit through all of these replay reviews. And there seems like there's one on every two or three plays. I mean, Gene Steratore gets more...
He gets more airtime
than Jim Nance now. I mean, you know, here's the first handoff of the game. Hey, Gene, was that a holding penalty? Was that a motion penalty? Let's take another look at it.
So true.
I mean, it's getting a little annoying. I mean, it's starting to take away from my enjoyment of the game how many reviews there are. It seems simple to me to stop calling roughing the passer penalties just because a defensive player falls on the quarterback. I'm a little tired of that particular one.
Landing the body.
The rest of them seem like they're pretty easy to determine whether there's some force in the hit or not. But I know they're going to end up putting it in, because that's how football is. They want reviews of everything and on everything, because the football wants to be absolutely perfect on every single play. But you're taking away from my enjoyment of the game. So I personally would vote against it.
And so are the owners.
Okay.
They are voting against it.
Good.
For now,
it'll change.
But, I mean, you're right. You can't do a replay system for roughing the passer penalties. It's going to take too long. And one of the things that replay has done in the last maybe, to me at least, in the last 3 or 4 years, is really taken the drama out of the games. The Aztecs game yesterday, drama completely taken out of it with all the different reviews. And then the referee had to say, Game over with the safe sign.
Yeah,
and all
that
this
was
other
a
stuff.
Strange way to win the game. That's
very
for sure.
Strange way to win the game. And the NFL did this with passing interference penalties, pass interference penalties, and none of them got overturned. It was just a disaster. But they do need to figure out this roughing the passer thing. It's too easy.
Too many bad calls.
Too many bad
the
calls.
Passer.
Too many breaks given to one team because of a bad call.
Referees just need to do a better job. They really are just standing right there looking at the play. It's not like it's difficult to pick it out.
Yeah, I like that. Sling versus slam.
Yeah, they got to get the terminology right for these officials so that they can make the proper rulings. But I don't like the one where the guy falls down on a guy.
Yeah, I mean,
then they give a roughing the passer for that. That's got to go away.
That's it for the Big Five.
All right, very good, Scraby. I was amazed and astounded.
Good. I'm glad.
The way it should be.
I'm glad it was billed, never mind.
Yeah, coming up in the final hour of the program, we're going to talk about the most famous team in the world coming to San Diego. What team is that? We'll tell you in just a couple of minutes. We're also going to have some fun Final Four facts. We're going to take a little closer look at each team's NCAA tournament history and Final Four history. Will give you some fun figures and facts that you can amaze and astound your friends with.
Nice.
On the Final Four. So that's coming up. We'll also get our visit with Mark Ziegler from earlier today, who told us all about the Aztecs' amazing run to the Final Four and where they go from here. It's all coming up in the final hour of the program, the happy hour. It is next as Gwynn and Chris continues on 97.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.